keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Maritza with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Brisbane drivers could face delays of up to 50 minutes at some level crossings during peak hours, once Cross River Rail increases train services, with North Brisbane having the worst delays. Advocacy group Better Transport Queensland says more frequent trains will mean Boomgate stay down longer, including Northgate, Sunnybank and Runcorn, reigniting calls for crossing removals. Councils and RACQ have also pushed for grade separations and upgrades, warning traffic congestions and safety risks will worsen without action. The government says timetable planning and scheduling is still underway, but no level crossings have been removed in Brisbane since 2014.
A Brisbane childcare centre has been criticised for charging parents more than $2,000 for their children's artwork in attempt to pay off debt owed by the centre. Craigsley Kindergarten issued a notice this month proposing parents buy a portfolio of their children's work in an effort to repay the $40,000 owed to the centre staff. The notice comes from Thomas Souza, a parent running the centre's management committee on its own, after a dispute led to almost all parents resigning from the committee. This ongoing chaos at the centre has led many parents to refuse to send their children back to the kindy. The Department of Education has attempted to meet with Souza, but has so far been ignored.
In national news, the eSafety Commission has created an expanded list of social media platforms to be covered by the teen social media ban. WhatsApp, Roblox and Reddit and Discord are now among those to potentially be included. The federal government had previously included Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, X and YouTube in the ban, with the promise of more to come. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant stated that there are some cases that are pretty clear, but we still had to give them the due diligence process. The expanded list, which contains around 13 platforms, is being described as an initial list, with reports that the eSafety Commission has reached out to over 100 platforms.
The White House has confirmed that Prime Minister Albert Albanese is set to meet Donald Trump in Washington next month. An official from the White House said that the two leaders will meet on October 20th and will involve a standalone trip. The meeting was confirmed after months of questions relating to why the two leaders have not met since January.
In international news, Super Typhoon Ragasa has left at least two people dead and 30 missing as it hammers Taiwan. The large storm brought 600 millimetres of rain and caused a mountain's lake barrier to break, sending water into the Guangfu township. Typhoon Ragasa is now the strongest storm of 2025 and is heading towards China's southern coast. The super typhoon is equal to a Category 5 hurricane and has brought wind gusts of up to 285 kilometres an hour. The storm is set to make landfall in Guangdong province today, and 370,000 people have already evacuated the area.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.